Macmillan Audio presents The Last Colony by John Scalzi, read for you by William DeFreeze. Chapter 1.
Let me tell you of the worlds I've left behind. Earth, you know. Everyone knows it. It's the birthplace of humanity, although at this point not many consider it our home planet. Phoenix has had that job since the Colonial Union was created and became the guiding force for expanding and protecting our race and the universe. But you never forget where you come from. Being from Earth in this universe is like being a small-town kid who gets on the bus, goes to the big city, and spends his entire afternoon gawking at all the tall buildings. Then he gets mugged for the crime of marveling at this strange new world, which has such things in it, because the things in it don't have much time or sympathy for the new kid in town, and they're happy to kill him for what he's got in his suitcase. The small-town kid learns this fast, because he can't go home again. I spent 75 years on Earth, living mostly in the same small Ohio town and sharing most of that life with the same woman. She died and stayed behind. I lived, and I left. The next world is metaphorical. The Colonial Defense Forces took me off Earth and kept the parts of me they wanted, my consciousness, and some small part of my DNA. From the latter, they built me a new body, which was young and quick and strong and beautiful and only partially human. They stuffed my consciousness inside of it and gave me not nearly enough time to glory in my second youth. Then they took this beautiful body that was now me and spent the next several years actively trying to get it killed by throwing me at every hostile alien race they could.